called Beverly Hills. It is a high-class area of our township. It's whereby we have people that have worked so hard to earn what they have today. You know, as they work as teachers, nurses, and doctors, and they could afford to buy private houses. And this is the new development that you see just in front of us. As I explained to you, that sometimes when people build the shanties, they don't own the land. Yeah, so it's the government, when they want to do any development in an area, they move people away. So it's what has happened in here. It used to be shanties in this land. Okay. But the people that used to live here, they were moved to another area. And then the government started to do the development of building houses, you know. It's three phases of houses. The first phase that was built is a rental houses, and the second one was houses that were for sale, which is by a private developer. And these ones that you see on your right hand side with solar panels is part of the houses that are built by a government for people that cannot afford to buy or to rent houses for themselves. But it's a very long waiting list for these ones, so you have to be patient. Now we are entering into an informal segment area of Langa, which is the shanties area. It is part of Langa because it's in Langa, but this one developed later, between 1993 and 1994, as there were so many people that were coming down from the villages, you know, to look for jobs opportunities. But they couldn't find a place to stay, so that's why whenever they were seeing available space or available land, they were building shanties for themselves, you know. But not all of them, they did get jobs as they were coming here for the purpose of getting jobs. And that is why they started to have maybe businesses of selling any kind of thing that they can sell. That's why we have now people that are doing traditional beer, selling fruit and veg, preparing food for people, you know. Because if you are unemployed, government doesn't give you anything, you know, money or grant you anything, then you just have to wake up and do something for yourself. So as you can see, the shanties, they're made out of different, you know, items, wood, plastic, metal, you know. And as I explained to you earlier, that into the shanties, everything is temporary. If you look on your left-hand side, those are the bathrooms over there with the green doors there. Okay, these are the chemical toilets here. It's not a normal flashy bathroom. It's a chemical toilet. There are people that are employed in the community by the government to do the cleaning of the bathrooms 3 days in a week.